Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I continue my conversation with Washington County Emergency Management Coordinator Marissa Risen about National Preparedness Month. This is part two of a two-part interview. And with National Preparedness Month, is there a theme this year?
This year's theme is Disasters Don't Plan Ahead, You Can. So each week, there's a different sub-theme. So the first week is make a plan for yourself, family, and friends. So this is focusing on your communications plan, your plan for your family if you have to evacuate, if you need to shelter in place, or if you're not at home when something happens, if you're at work and your kids are at school, do you have a place to meet? How are you going to contact each other? A great thing to have is an out-of-state contact. So if disaster hits here in Iowa, but not somewhere else, you can all check in with that out-of-state contact and know that you're all safe. Next week's theme is plan to help your neighbor or community. I'll be posting stuff on Facebook, great hints. One of the things that we look to in the future for this is Washington County will be establishing a community emergency response team. And this is a great way to figure out just how you can help out the community. And you've got extra training and you've got all that knowledge. I'm not going to go into the next themes. You have to stay tuned to my Facebook page to get all that information.
And it's hard to believe, but it has gotten cooler over the last few days. With the weather and starting to turn toward winter, are there any certain things that people should think about keeping in their cars?
One of the things that I like to keep is a bag of kitty litter. If you're stuck in the snow or the ice, it's a good way. Throw it under your tires. You can get traction. You don't want candles in your car. I know that's a thing that used to be on a lot of lists, was a way to provide heat within your vehicle, but it's really not a good idea. One, it's an open flame. Two, it's gases and stuff. And there are lots of safer ways to provide heat if you're stuck in your car in the winter. And realistically, in your car, you should have another kit, a small kit that mirrors your large in-home kit. You should have some water available, granola bars, other kinds of snacks, batteries, flashlights, radios, maybe an extra charger for your cell phone. I know I have a friend who just evacuated from Miami, and it took him 14 hours to get to Orlando. So if you're stuck in traffic, make sure you have a full tank of gas if something bad's going to happen. Like, when we know winter storms are coming, go fill up a couple the day before. Don't try to make it to work on half a tank and then get stuck in the snow and run out of gas. And just pay attention to the weather forecast and know that it's, yes, it is on the, I hate to say it, winter is coming.
So really, it all comes back to the theme. Be prepared.
Be prepared. Make a plan. No matter what happens, if you've got the things that you need, they're pretty general. The things that you need to have on hand are going to be good no matter what happens. If a tornado hits and you lose power, if we have an ice storm and you lose power, there's some things that you need to adjust. In the summer, you don't need extra heavy wool socks and so many extra blankets, but overall, you still need food and water. So these are the things that you need to have on hand. And a lot of people worry that this is a big expense if I make my own kit, but you don't have to do it all at once. Watch the ads. I posted this on Facebook the other day. I know I bought a case of water for 98 cents not too long ago. So you can get an extra dollar a week will help you get prepared for the long-term stuff. And I do have a handout in my office that I'm going to be putting out at City Hall, at the courthouse, throughout the county, some brochures with helpful information about how to get your own disaster kit ready. Plus, I also have I've been updating the website, so if you go to the county website and click on the Emergency Management Agency link, I've got some helpful links for how to build a kit, what you need, how to make a plan for your family. It's got some great templates. I've also got the links to get signed up for the WENS, Alert Iowa, text, email, phone call alerts in case something is coming at our county. We've also got just some other helpful links.
That's been today's Washington Page with Washington County Emergency Management Coordinator Marissa Risen. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.